I think that, unfortunately, dominance ends up being blamed for a lot of dog misbehavior when, in fact, that is usually not the case. You might hear that, a dog maybe, running through the door ahead of its owners or jumping on the counters is even evidence of them trying to assert their rank over us. But in most cases, it's just that those are behaviors that the dog has learned that have been rewarded in some way, even if not intentionally, by their owners, and they're just doing behavior that works for them.
Another concept you'll hear a lot about is, the alpha system in dogs and tracing back to their heritage in wolves.
Right.
Well, what are some myths about that concept?
Yeah, well, actually, several decades ago, wolf researchers kind of came up with this concept of wolves fighting for hierarchy and having this really kind of contentious relationship. But when they took another look at actually what was going on in a wolf pack out in nature, what they found was that the leaders of the wolf pack, so the breeding pair, they were the leaders because they were the parents. There was no, contentious fight for dominance. They were in charge because they were the parents. And then once their offspring reached a certain age, they would go off and they'd form their own pack. So it wasn't what it seemed even in wolves. And then so it makes it even less clear when we try to take that concept, which now we know is not true in wolves, and try to apply it to dogs' social behavior or relationships.
And when you hear the concept of dominance applied to dogs, then it's often advised, well, if the dog is showing dominance, then the owner should show dominance over the dog,
right,
so the dog will be subservient. How can that cause problems?
Well, that can create a lot of problems. So if our recourse is to become confrontational or show them who's boss, we act in a threatening manner. And there is a lot of evidence to date that shows that those kind of actions on a human's part are actually really likely to make that dog scared, or to cause them to react even more aggressively. So it tends to further break down the relationship between the person and their dog rather than strengthen the relationship.
So say your dog is having some behavior issues, whatever that may be,
mm-hmm.
Rather than using this concept of dominance to try and address those behaviors, what's the best way to kind of get to the root of those type of issues?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one of the things that I always recommend first doing is really educate yourself about how, your pet communicates, whether it be a dog or a cat. So really try to learn, what are the facial expressions and what are the body postures that dogs commonly use or cats commonly use, and what do those mean? Because I find that if owners can understand what their different body postures or facial expressions mean, they have a really clear understanding of what their dog is trying to communicate, and then they're better able to address those situations. So I think that is step one, just understanding communication. And then I think step two is really kind of using the science that we know about learning and about how to change behavior and use that to address problems rather than just trying to assert dominance. And so that's really trying to figure out, what's causing this behavior? What's the trigger for the behavior? If my dog is growling when I'm approaching him while he's eating his food, well, a simple enough solution could be to just give your dog food in an area where nobody has to approach him, and then you don't even have to go any further.